Sorry. Ever that happened to you, where you are able to be to a position where you think you thought that you knew God, but when you are in the presence of someone else, you feel like you don't know him at all. You don't know him. Like, God will send someone who knows him better than you so that you can understand that what you know about me, it's not what I'm expecting you to know. So those people actually have the right word to say. In the right time, in the right circumstance, they all actually know what to tell you in order for you to understand it's God who's speaking. They know to, they even have to tell you whatever is happening in your life. But you, as you were proclaiming yourself that you knew God, you are even not able to understand what is going on in your life. That's God who's telling you that you know too much. I cannot speak to you as long as you know too much. And then Ananias came and said this, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus has sent me in order for you to be filled with the Spirit. That's what Ananias told him. So as the moment as God will be able to kill your perception of things, he will be able to talk to you. And he's even going to send a sign. The sign is the Spirit of God. Whenever the Spirit of God is coming, that's when God is able to speak to you. That's the perception. I'm here to tell you, Ananias will always be important for your life. Ananias will be always be the purpose of life. Let me even tell you, Elijah will always be important for your life, because Elijah has the key that will allow you to hear God. Elijah has the key that will open the door that you don't have. I'm here to tell you, God will never reveal himself to you if he is not able to pass through a person. I'm here to tell you, the reason why we have a relationship with God, it's because of Jesus. Jesus was the key that God gave us in order for us to hear from God. And I'm here to tell you, the key that will allow you to hear God better, it's people around you. People around you, they have two missions in your life. They are able to kill the voice of God. And they are able also to allow you to access the voice of God. If you are not able to understand the importance of you being surrounded with the good people, you will never be able to hear God. Listen, there is people, whenever they come in your life, your life will never be the same. There will be people, when they're coming in your life, they are bringing the kingdom of God. They are bringing the kingdom of God. One day I told God, I said this, God, if you are around people who are not able to bring me the kingdom of God, don't allow me to be with them anymore, because I feel like they were not important. So why is it that your friend, it's the only, when it comes to party, they are there. When it comes to go out, they are there. When it comes to go to the club, they are there. But when it comes to God, none of your friends is able to talk to you about God. There is a problem. I'm telling you, it's too risky for you to be surrounded with people who never talk to you about God. That thing will even kill your destiny. Because if there is people who are not able to hear God for you, there were things in your destiny that you will lose, because you are not even able to hear God. There was a lot of people who were entered to the wrong relationship because they were not able to hear from God. There were a lot of people who were not able to listen who God was just because they loved the wrong person. I'm here to tell you, it's too dangerous for someone to wake up and not expecting to hear God. It's too dangerous. To someone to wake up and not expecting God to talk to them. So you are waking up without hearing God's voice and you are okay with that, meaning there was a problem, meaning there was a problem with you. When you are able to wake up, that you are even comfortable, even when God doesn't speak to you, you have a problem. The first voice we need to hear whenever we wake up, it's the voice of God, no one else. The voice of God. The voice of God even is even able to let you know how your journey is able to be. It's the voice of God. So why is it that you always be able to be around people? It's not even able to allow you to know God. You are stopping God to speak to you just because you are surrounding yourself with the wrong people. And the third thing I need to tell you, for you to know God, you need to know the importance of fasting and praying. A lot of people, you will never hear God because you don't know how to fast. Do you want to think that those people who fasting, who sleeping on the floor, they're doing it because they want to do it? Do you want to think so? Some people are sacrificing their life because they want to hear God. Some people are sacrificing their need because they need to hear God. A lot of people are even able to sacrifice their hunger because they need God. I'm here to tell you, you are going to be lazy in the spiritual realm if you're not even able to fast. Because fasting is killing the flesh in you. Fasting is allowing you to be in the spirit. I'm here to tell someone, the spirit is the reason why, your spirit is the reason why you will be connected to the voice of God, not your flesh. Not many people are too fleshy. I don't know if they say it, but I will say it today. So many people are walking with the flesh and they are killing the spirit of God to speak to them. They are killing God to speak to them because you want to work with too much flesh. Your flesh wants to watch TV. You do it. Your flesh wants to talk to someone. You're going to do it. Your flesh wants to eat. You're going to do it. Well, when is the time you will be able to stand up and say, God, I know that I want to eat, but I'm giving it to you. I know that I want to go do party that I'm giving to you. When is the time? When is the last time that you sacrifice going out in order for you to hear God? When is that time? And now, when God doesn't speak to you and you are blaming them, you are blaming him, sorry. I'm here to tell you that God doesn't love some people more than others. It's that a lot of people that God allowed himself to speak to, those are the people who knew how to sacrifice themselves for God. How can you imagine someone like Jesus was able to fast for 40 days for him to listen to God? How is he? Because the voice of God was the first thing that he wanted to listen. The voice of God was the purpose of his life. If the voice of God is not the purpose of why you're living, meaning you don't live for God, you live for yourself. So we don't want to pretend, please. As myself, I'm speaking, I also want to learn from what I'm saying. We just don't want to pretend before God, telling God that we love him, telling God we want to hear him, but we don't do anything to hear God. No. This has to stop. I'm here to boost someone's faith. I'm here to boost someone to understand that you need to sacrifice yourself to hear God. I'm here to tell you that a lot of mistakes that you've made in life because you didn't know how to listen to God's voice. That's the reason why you made a lot of mistakes. When you don't know how to listen to God's voice first, you will make a lot of mistakes. You will go into a relationship that was not supposed to be yours. When you were truly with God, I'm here to tell you, God will tell you when the relationship is good or not. Even if the person seems to be a good person, God will tell you, don't enter that relationship because the relationship will going to destroy your heart. A lot of people does have a heart broken because they didn't know how to listen to God's voice. Your brokenness is not according to someone else. It's because you didn't know how to listen to God. But whenever you enter to the realm of the voice of God, God is able to stop you from wrong relationship. You know the reason why you're going to wrong relationship to another? Because the voice of God is not relevant to you. Now, please, I am begging you, don't allow yourself to live that in that situation anymore. You are stopping a lot of things in your destiny. You are stopping a lot of the greatest things that God wants to do with you. Do you know that God can't stop you for having a great destiny just because you don't hear him? Just because you don't listen to him? There is blessing that is that God the blessing that is stopped on heaven because you don't know how to listen to him. That's the reason why a lot of blessings are not coming to your way, because the voice of God, it's not the first thing you want to wake up with. It's because of love of God, the voice of God, it's not the first thing that you want to listen to. When you have problem, where are you going first? Are you going to listen to God or people? Are you going to people or God first? When you want to cry, are you calling your best friend first or are you calling God? Those kind of things shows God that you really care about him. And then I'm here to tell someone, God revealed himself to people who cares about him. So how come you live a life where God is not even the first person of your life? The Bible says in Revelation 4, the problem I have with you is that you have forgot your first love. The only problem that God have with you, that you forgot him so much that he is not even able to reveal himself to you. You always blessing people before God. You always blessing other people before God. And God, it just stopped. He don't know how to talk to you because you are not giving him the first place of your life. Right now, I came to a place where I told God, God, even if I like someone, if you don't like that person, I am not going to stay with the person. I'm even the point where I tell God that even if you think that the person is not good for me, either if my heart will be broken, whenever you will be able to get the person away from me, I will accept it because I don't want to lose your voice in my life, because I know that my life will be destroyed the moment where I will not be able to listen from you anymore. I know for sure that I will make wrong decision if I'm not able to listen to you anymore. I know for sure that I will be with wrong people around me if I'm not able to listen to you anymore. What voice are you listening to? Your boyfriend? Your husband? Let me say like that. Is that the voice that you're listening to? Your wife? Is that the voice that you listen first? Where did you put the voice of God? Where is the voice of God? Are you just going to hurt God because you want to listen to another person? You know that the voice of God is sometimes hurt. It's hurted. Sorry. When he is able to understand that you are not giving in the first place in your life, God is hurted. It's even broken. You know, whenever God will be able to even share with you once the way is feeling, you will tell God, take that hurt. I don't want it. You will tell him that. Have you ever happened that to you to ask God, please allow me to even feel what you're feeling? You will feel that the heart of God is with a lot of pain because of you and I. You will feel that your heart is so begun to be so heavy. You don't even going to take it anymore. And you will tell God, please take your heart. I don't want it. But imagine that the reason why God is hurting is because of you and me. Because of the way we are living, we are hurting God to the point where he's not even able to reveal himself to us. And my prayer tonight, may your relationship change. May you change things around you. May you change things around you. May you change relationship around you. May you change your perception. Because your perception is the reason why God is not speaking to you anymore. Yeah? The perception is the reason why God doesn't want to talk to you. Because you know too much. Because you think you know him a lot. God is not able to talk to you anymore. Sometimes, in order for you to hear God, you need to remain quiet in front of people who knows God. Whenever you are able around people who knows God, you always want to say something for them to understand that you know also God. That will stop you from hearing God's voice. When you are able to show people that you know God a lot, sometimes remain quiet when people who knows God speak before you, because you don't know how God will speak to you. You don't know how God will reveal to you. Maybe your revelation from of the person of God will come through another person. Maybe your prayer of a moment of prayer will not be the reason why you will listen to God. Maybe that will be just because you knew how to listen to someone who knew God, that God is opening door for you to listen to him. It's not by yourself. It's not by yourself you will be able to listen, God. God needs you to be available for him. God needs you to say yes to everything he will be able to tell you. Whenever God will tell you to stop a relationship, you will tell him, God, if you are speaking, I will be able to listen. If you are speaking, I will be able to listen. I know someone in the Bible. I don't know if you know the person. Anytime the guy was speaking, he said, your servant is listening. I love that verse of Samuel when the God speak and he said, I'm listening. Meaning that for you to hear God, you need to listen a lot. The Bible says that God talks the way he wants to talk. So maybe one day for you to hear God, he will speak from another person. When you know a lot, even when someone is speaking from God, you would think that he's speaking from themselves. And that will stop you from knowing God. That will stop you a lot. When someone is talking, you think that the person is talking because you want to talk. You don't know that this is the voice of God who's speaking to you. And this is what I want to tell you. Please. Learn how to fast. Learn how to fast. Fasting is killing your flesh and allowing your spirit to be connected with God. Fasting will allow you to kill everything around you, allowing you to listen to God and hear from God. The reason why you still not listen to God, because you don't know how to fast. You don't know how to sacrifice yourself. You don't know how to give God what you like. We know some people cannot listen from God because they don't know how to give what the truly love. Imagine the Bible said that God, because God loved us a lot, he gave his beloved son, his only son. Meaning that Jesus was the only person that God really loved. Was someone that God truly loved. But he gave that person for you and me. So when will be the time where you will be able to give the person unto God in order for you to understand who God is, in order for you to hear from God? So what I mean by that, it's like when you are able, when your boyfriend is calling, you are telling him, you are not even answering. You don't answer because you want to listen to God first. You are even able to tell to your friend, you know what? Listen, I love you a lot, but God is the first person that I will love. That's when God will want to reveal himself to you. Because you are showing him an interest. You are showing him a lot of interest. The God is even able to talk to you. Please be sure that you are surrounding yourself with people who love God. Because if you are surrounding yourself with people who love God, you will also love God. You will also love God. Don't always be surrounded with people who always want to party, who always want to go to the club. I'm here to tell you, in the club, you will never find the voice of God. Maybe for you to get out from that situation, you need the voice of God. Maybe you have the problem with the finance. You have that problem with your finance just because you don't know how to listen to God. The voice of God is the key of every problem you have. The voice of God is the key of many solutions of your life. If you are not able to do it for God, God will not speak to you. Don't live according to yourself. Don't breathe because you want to breathe. Okay, I'm breathing because I want to breathe. You will never listen to God. As long as you will not be able to understand that you are not living according to yourself, God will not be relevant to you. God will not be relevant to you. Because as a matter of fact, your life belongs to him. So everything that you do, you have to make sure that is going with the direction of God. Please. I am not speaking for myself. I'm telling you. Everything that I'm telling you comes from the Spirit. That is something that God wants you to do. For you to open a biggest door for your life. Listen to God. Know how to listen. Please. I am begging you. That's the only reason why you are stopping a lot of things in your life. Know how to listen to the voice of God first. Before doing anything else. Lord of God, the voice of God will stop you from doing a lot of mistakes. Now, I'm telling you. Are we blessed? Are we really blessed? Are we really blessed with the message? I'm really blessed. That's what I wanted to tell you. And the last thing I want to tell you is that don't think that God has certain people that he speaks to. Don't think that. Don't think that God only speaks to certain people, not everyone. God speaks to everyone. The problem is not God. The problem is us. That's what the Bible said. That Samuel didn't know God. He was not understanding the will of God. The problem was not God, was Samuel. Because God was speaking to Samuel, but Samuel was not understanding. The reason why you cannot hear from God, because you are not understanding his ways. That's the only way that God is not relevant to you. Because you're not understanding his way. So I am begging you from the bottom of my heart. I am begging you, please make of God the first person in your life. Make of him the person that you will go to first when you have problem, the person that you will be able to express your feeling when you have problem. There will be things that your boyfriend, your girlfriend will not be able to resolve. I'm telling you, there will be things that your mom, that will not be able to resolve. But whenever you know how to be in the presence of God, God is able to answer your matters because you know how to kill your voice and to listen to the voice of God. Your voice will kill the voice of God in you. Always listen to your voice, your own conscious. We kill the voice of God in you. Whenever you will be able to apply it, I'm telling you, your relationship with God will change forever. Your relationship with God will never remain the same because God's voice is the first thing of your life. And with that moment, I would like you to pray with me. If you can just take off your mute and speak and talk and pray with me. I want you to tell God that, God, the reason why I'm standing here, it's because I want you to be relevant in my life. The reason why I'm standing, I'm even staying until the end of this service because I wanted to hear you. I wanted to hear you. And I'm here to tell you something. Please, express your heart unto God. And there will be things that I myself will not even able to express or to tell you, but God is able to tell you. So with, as I'm closing, I need just to, you know, tell you what we said. The first thing I said is, for you to listen to God, you need to have someone who listens to God first. Because the way you will listen to God will be the reason why you will listen to God too. The way you heard God will be the reason why you will be able to hear from God. The second time I say that, in order for you to listen to God, in order for you to hear from God, you need to kill your perception. Your perception is something that you know. Your perception is something that you think you know everything. You think that you know God. You think that the relationship you have with God is sufficient for you. You think that because you know God is sufficient. But I'm here to tell you, God will not speak to you with everything within him. Let me explain that to you. That what I mean by that, mean that whenever God is speaking to a man, whenever God allowing a man to listen to his voice, it's because of the way of the person who's coming to his presence. So the more you are bringing your heart closer to him, the more his voice will become clear for you. The more you are doing it, the more his voice will become clear because he is hiding himself. The more you coming, the more he's revealing himself to you. That's what I said the second time is your perception. Your perception will kill the voice of God. You always listen to your voice. You always listen to a voice first. That will kill the voice of God. And the third time I said, you need to learn, you need to know how to do sacrifices. There is time that I don't eat, not because I don't want to eat, because I want to know God. Who is God? As I was saying, God will allow you, will stop you from making a lot of mistakes. It will allow you. It will stop you. Hearing the voice of God is beneficial for you. Not only for him, but for you. It will stop you from wrong relationship. It will stop you from wrong surrounding. It will stop you for everything. Don't think because you are happy right now that you'll be happy in the future. I'm telling you. Because you don't know anything about the future. The only person who knows the future, it's God. He knows that the person you are with right now, he is really going to make you happy in the future. He is. That's the person will be able to. Some people are happy right now, but they will be unhappy in the future because they didn't want to listen to the voice of God. And as I was saying, last time, that's what God told me. And then he said, sometimes your pain today will be the reason why you will be happy tomorrow. That's what God told me. Sometimes you may not understand the way of God today, but that's the reason why you'll be happy tomorrow. And for you to understand the way of God, you need to hear from him. That's so simple. I want to think that God is so simple. It's so, it's not even complicated. Some of people think that God is hard to understand. No, God is not hard. Just because we don't want to give everything unto him, that's the reason why we think that God is hard. But no. Because when you are going through a lot, he will make sure that he sends to you strength that will allow you to be to remain to the position he wants you to be. That's the love of God. So what I was saying, sacrifices. Sometimes you need to close your Netflix to go in the presence of God and pray. Sometimes you need to close your phone in order for you to listen to God. Sometimes you need to tell your friend, hey, I'm not going out. I want to hear from God. Sometimes you need even to tell your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your fiance, and your husband, I love you, but God is the first person I love. Someone needs to understand that, even if I love you, but there will be always someone that I will love more than you, and it's God. And you're not going to change it. Because someone who loves you will love that perception of you, will love that and will understand that God is the first person in your life. Whenever you have someone who's always blocking you from hearing God, that person is too dangerous for you. Too dangerous. Because whenever you're not able to hear from God, you will hear from the devil. There is no way. That there is two ways. If you are not able to hear from God, the devil will be someone that you will hear the most. That's so simple. That's what I wanted to tell you. That's really what I wanted to tell you. Tonight, that's the one I wanted to tell you. I don't know if someone who will like to take that decision tonight. As I was saying, and then I said the last time, like, you cannot wake up and not hearing the voice of God. You cannot wake up and not hearing the voice of God, and you are okay with that. God didn't talk to you, and you are okay. God didn't speak to you, and you were okay with that. You are even comfortable with not hearing him. That will be too dangerous for your future. That's why I'm telling you. Because the devil will never want you to prosper. Ever. That's the reason why he will always send bad people. And when the devil is coming to your life, he will never come with the title of being a mean person. He will never come with the title of being a bad person for you. It will come according to things you like. That's how the devil comes, because he knows that if I come as a devil, she will not like me. So I need to take things that he likes. Imagine, the devil knows everything that you like, because it takes time. The devil takes time to observe you. It takes time. but you are not even able to take time to know God. The observation of the devil will be something that will impact your life because you don't know how to listen to God. You are not okay with what you're living right now? Ask yourself, did I listen to God first? You are not able to do certain things. Ask yourself, am I doing the right thing that God wants me to do? That's so simple. Whenever you have that question, the answer of the question, you'll be able to walk easy. Like, it'll be easier for you to walk. Period. That's what I was saying. And the last thing I want to tell you, that you need to desire the Spirit of God. That's the last thing I want to tell you. Desire for the Spirit of God. Because the Spirit of God is the person who will allow you to listen to God too. The Spirit of God. That's what Ananias told Paul, that Jesus Christ sent me to fill, in order for him to fill you with the Spirit. You must be filled with the Spirit, not with your own flesh. You must be filled with the Spirit. Everything you'll be able to do right now will be the reason, will be the consequence of the Spirit of God in you. You must be filled with the Spirit. Make sure that everything you do, it's something that the Spirit are wearing. Like, it's something that the Spirit is giving you the right to do. Make sure. God says this, don't live according to your flesh, because everything is according to your flesh will bring you to death. But whenever you're living according to the Spirit, that's where you are getting lives. The Bible was not saying about physical death. But you can live physically, but you are dead in the Spirit. You are not even breathing. But the Bible said, in reality, in man, there is a spirit. So, meaning to tell you this, you are not what you're seeing right now. The person you are, it's your spirit. If your spirit is not working, where are you going to be after those moments? Are you going to hell or heaven? I came to a place where I tell myself, no. I will kill my flesh as much as I can. I will kill it because I don't want to live this moment. I don't want to live this life without going to the... I'm laughing about something. Without going to heaven. A brother of me told me something. He said that he was talking to someone who was not Christian. And the person told him that only 1,200 persons will be able to go to heaven. The person said, only 12 persons will be able to go to heaven. And then he replied to the person and said, what are you talking about? With every sacrifices I do for God, you are telling me that I will not be able to go to heaven? You are so wrong. That's why I want to tell someone, if you are able to do sacrifices for God, if you are even able to do sacrifices for you to listen, to hear from God, the God voice, God will be able to reveal himself to you, not only according to you, but according to the generation after you. I'm here to tell you, don't think that when you live just according to you. There is generation after you. There is generation that is hoping that you can change in order for them to be transformed. A lot of people are waiting for you to be serious with God, for them to be transformed. Don't think that you live according to yourself. Don't ever think that you live according to yourself. There is someone in the desert. There is someone there that is hoping for you to be serious with your relationship with God in order for them to discover who God is. Remember, at any time you live in, there is a generation after you. There is a generation that is hoping you to be transformed in order for them to be changed. Remember that. May God be the reason why you live. May God be the reason why you want to do everything. Please, please, I am begging you. I am speaking from the bottom of my heart. I am speaking from the Spirit. Please, may God be the reason why you live. May God be the reason why you will be able to wake up and then say, the reason why I'm awake right now, it's because God allowed me to do so. The first thing I will do is to listen to him. And I just want to know what he's going to tell me. Please, I'm begging you. God wants you. God wants your heart. God wants everything of you. The only thing that is stopping him is because you don't want to make effort. You think that you know everything about God, but yet you don't know anything. But yet, God is not able to speak to you, meaning there is a problem. When you are not able to listen to God, meaning there is a problem. And the problem is no God, it's you. Because God is available to speak to you anytime. But the way you are coming, the way of your sacrifices, the way that you are lowering connection around you will allow you to be like that. Don't forget that the first time the Samuel heard from God was through Elijah. So I'm here to tell you that a father will always be very important for you. To listen, very important for you in order to access the place where God will be able to speak to you. Don't forget that a relationship around you will impact the way you will hear from God. Don't forget it. Don't forget. Don't live according to yourself. Live according to God. And you will know and you will see how God will do things for you. And that's the end of my message. I don't know if someone was blessed. I don't know if someone was blessed. I mean, just to tell, if you were blessed, just write in the comment and say, I was blessed. Write in the comment and say, I was blessed. Write in the comment and say that my relationship will never remain the same anymore. My relationship will never remain the same anymore because God spoke to me. Because God spoke to me. Whenever God is speaking, whenever God is speaking to you, because he wants you to do something for it. He wants you to do something. I trust that God will do tremendous things through you. I trust that God will do a lot of things in your life. It will not leave you the way you were. It will not leave you the way you are presenting yourself. No. If you just want a prayer, please can you just lift up your hands? I know that there is something where it says raise hands. Just raise your hand, I will be able to pray. As I'm saying, I don't know why I'm saying everything that I'm saying right now. I don't know. But one thing I know, that God wants you. God wants your life more than anything else. He wants you. Please, don't give up on him. Please, don't give up. Imagine the reason why he gave someone he loved from the bottom of his heart was because of you and I. So what would you just give up on him because you want to live according to you? Why would you just give up? Imagine that he lost someone that he loved because of you. Huh? Do you really think that he did it because he wanted to do it? He did it because he wanted to have a relationship with you. The relationship that you are neglecting today is the reason why God sacrificed his son, its only son. Imagine you sacrifice something for someone you love and the person doesn't give you the love back. How painful it is. How painful. How painful. But he did it for you and I. God did it. So I'm going to pray for those who lifted their hands. I will pray for you, for them. Father, as I am speaking from the Spirit, as you leading my spirit to be flexible to hear from you, God, as my sister and my brothers lift up their hands, God, make sure that you help them be where you want them to be. Make sure that you allow them to get to the place where they can hear from you. I refuse that people come to the life and take the first place. I refuse for them that the devil sending wrong people to destroy your voice for their life. I refuse it. I refuse for them to be deceived. I am praying from the heart. I am praying for the hearts, Father, that needs you. I know for sure they will not be able to do it by themselves. You are the only one. You are the reason why they can't stop saying that they will be able to do everything. Please, God, allow them. God, send them one Elijah. That will allow them to hear from you. Please, God, send them one Elijah. Send them. Send them people that will allow them to listen to you. God, allow them to have the heart of sacrifices. Allow them to have the heart of sacrifices. Allow them to break their own perception and to follow your perception. Allow them. Because whenever you speak, it's because you need a change. God, I'm praying tonight, may them be the change that you're wanting to have tonight. Is there anybody who thinks that the relationship with God, it's not, that's what God put in my heart, the relationship God, it's not what they were supposed to have? Maybe you're feeling like you are not even the way that God wants you to have. And you want to, and you come to them and say, God, I want to give my life to you. I wouldn't want to give my life to you. If you are there, just please lift your hands. Even if you are not even comfortable lifting up your hands in front of people, just write me on the comments. I'll be able to see and just pray for you. You think that your relationship with God needs to change. You think that you need to be so serious with God. Please lift up your hands. Lift up your hands and I will be able to pray for you. But what I trust is that God, we can't even use someone to impact your life, to impact your relationship with him. He's able to do so. Very able. If you think you just want the new relationship where you will be able to be in the presence of God for 4 hours, you will be able to be in the presence of God for 3 hours without stopping, you wouldn't want it. You wouldn't want it. You will want to take everything away from you and listen to him if you wouldn't want that. Just do it. I'm trusting God here. I know that God is here and is doing something. I'm just here to announce you that your love will never be the same after this meeting. I'm here to tell you, your life will never be in the same dimension that you had with God after this meeting, because God has brought something in your heart. That's what it is telling me. He came here today. The Spirit is telling me he came here today to bring a seed to someone's heart. The reason why you couldn't give yourself to Christ, because there were not a seed, the seed of God. Please make sure that the seed you will receive today, you will be able to keep it. Because you are here, you are even able to receive a seed, but people around you, everything you are doing can abort the seed of God. Make sure. Those people who lift up their hand and say that, I want a relationship with God, let me, I'm going just to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you. God, I'm praying right now. God, I'm standing here as Peter stood up before those people who were sick. The Bible said that he said to those people, I don't have anything, but everything I have, I am giving it unto you. What Peter have was you. He gave you to those people. Father, I am praying right now so that you can be transferred to people. The same God that revealed himself to me, Father, I am praying. May you, the same person, not going to change people's lives here. Thank you for those who are understanding. Thank you for those that you are making able to understand the way that you have for them. But God, I am praying that may you keep the seed that you has released tonight. May you keep in the heart the seed that you has released tonight. I refuse the devil to come and destroy it. I am talking for you. I am talking for you. I refuse for the devil to come and destroy the thing that God has released tonight. I'm praying with the Spirit of God. God will keep the seed. I'm telling you, God will take away every person that will come with the purpose to kill the thing that God has sent to you. I'm telling you, right now as I'm praying, with the Spirit of God, I am telling you that tonight your life will change. Tonight your relationship with God will change. You will not remain the same. You will not be the same, because the God that spoke to you tonight is able to change you. The God that spoke to you tonight is able to transform you. He has chosen you tonight to transform. Among those people that God transformed tonight, he has chosen your name. He has chosen your name. I'm here to tell you that God will allow you to do it. That person who started the good thing in you, it will make sure that it will be able to accomplish it. Thank you, God, for the love of my sister, for the love of my brother that were connected tonight, because you revealed yourself to them, because you were able to talk to them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I am receiving a peace within me. And then that is the peace that God will give each one of us. The peace that you didn't have before, God has decided to give unto you tonight. Thank you. In Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ. With Jesus Christ. I'm standing here as a witness of God and testify that those people accepted you. Testify that those people accepted to be what you want them to be. Accepted to do everything in order for them to hear from you. And I'm saying that you will be the savior of their life. You will be not only the Lord, but now God become the savior of their life. The one that's saving them from darkness, the one that's saving them from evil things, the one that's saving them from bad relationship, the one that's sending them from bad things. May you be the person that they want. Remember, as I said, I don't have anything to give you. Either my potential, either anything I have, I don't have anything to give you. But the only thing that I am giving you to me, it's Jesus. Because Jesus is the answer that you need. Jesus is the answer that going to transform your life. Not because I am speaking, but because the Spirit and Jesus Christ allowed me to do so. I so prayed, amen. Shama Supradi. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for everyone who connected themselves. Thank you for everyone that was available to hear from God tonight. I'm here to tell you, anytime you are making yourself available to hear God, there is a reward that God is will allow you to have. I bless God for your life. I bless God for everything you are doing. I bless God for all the sacrifices that you are starting to do today. Because he is God and holy. So before we can go, for those, as I was saying, that this is the house of faith, as everyone knows that this house of faith is connected to my church, International Center of Faith. But if you feel in your heart that there is a seed that you need to give, like offering everything, like an offering, it doesn't have to be a lot of things, just anything that you feel like you want to give. I have those information that I would like to share with you. This is the, how do I call it? The PayPal. Let me just add some of people may have Cash App so that they can give. I'm here again to tell you, if you feel like you will want to see, then you will truly bless, you are really free to give. Let me just add some more. Oops, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, let me just share those three things. Then after we can close and you know, each one of us will be able to go. And I will spend a good night, a good evening with the koinonia of God. Koinonia simply means the glory of God. Let me share with you. I'm sorry. This is the Cash App for those who doesn't have any PayPal. special paper is just for people who doesn't live in the United States. Are you here with me? So in case that you would like to speak with someone, you can just text this number and we'll be able to answer you and help you with everything. Once again, the purpose of having everything, it's because we want people to get that relationship with God, right? That's the only reason why we're doing everything. So this is pretty much what, make sure that if you'll be able to give, if you feel like you want to give, make sure just you write something like a memo telling that it's an offering for someone to understand it. If you are done, as I was saying, those are this is the number, and those are the two way that you can see it. Whenever you just find an hour, close the meeting. Amen. Let me pray for you so that we can go. Every Father, I'm here to tell you that I'm so happy because of everything you have done. I'm here to tell you that you are the reason why that we are gathering together tonight, and you are the reason why we can even be able to speak. You are the reason why we can be able to receive God. If you were not there with us, I was not able to talk from you, and your people were not able to listen. Because you are being so marvelous to us, we want to thank you. We want to give you a thanksgiving with everything you're doing in life. Father, I'm praying that may you start a new beginning with your people. May you start with your new beginning with everyone that will be connected here. God, I'm praying, may you change someone's story. May you change someone's story. May you bring new people onto your people so that they can be able to listen for you. May you allow them to have sacrifices. May you allow them to make of you the first person in the life. I am praying for everyone, even if you don't have strength. I am praying, I'm declaring that God's strength will be your strength. I'm here to declare and say that because you are not strong, God's strength will be yours. Because you are going through a lot, God's strength will be yours. Because you want to hear from God, God will equip you in order for you to be in a position where you will be able to talk to you. I am praying, I am declaring that God, because he loves you, it will allow you to hear from him. Father, I'm praying for the rest of the day, the rest of the weekend of your people, the rest of the week, the day that your people will live until we meet again next week. Father, I'm leaving that in your hands. Every plan of the devil against your people, God, I am casting it out. I am casting it out. The devil, I have no fear. The devil, I have no place to do in the life. I'm here to tell, I'm here, God, I am praying, and I'm saying, God, they will not leave this earth until the time has come. They will not leave this place until you have decided to do something with them. I refuse the devil to rush their emotion. I refuse the devil to kill something inside of him. God, the Bible said, everything that is not belong to you, God, we are casting it out. We are casting it out in Jesus' name. If depression was a portion of someone in this night, as long as it's not a portion of God, I am casting it out in your life. I am casting your life. I'm praying and I'm saying, you will not live depression anymore. You will not not live depression anymore. You will not have the thought of suiciding yourself anymore. I am praying, I am declaring that God will bring things to your life that will allow you to live the way you want. That God will give you things in your life that will give you peace. That will give you peace. Father, I am praying, I'm declaring. May that prayer be a portion of someone. In Jesus' name, we so pray. Amen, amen, amen. And then I just want to tell someone that we meet every Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. I don't know what time it is right now. I pushed the time because people was not able to connect themselves earlier. So I'm here to tell you that we'll meet every Friday from 6 to 7 for my people that speak English. From 6 to 7 to be in the presence of God, to hear from God, and to pray. Because I believe that anytime that people gathering themselves to hear from God, their love will never remain the same. Because the God who's talking is a God of transformation. God knows that you need transformation. That's why he sent his word in order for his word to heal you. God knows everything. I'm here to tell you that you can send the link to your friend, everyone that you know, that you want them to know God, everything. You can just send them the link and tell them, hey, we meet every Friday from 6 to 7, and God will not miss to bless you. Sometimes you need to understand you will be the reason why someone will be transformed. You'll be the reason why someone will be transformed. And whenever through you, you're bringing someone to Christ, there is a reward in heaven. Whenever you are able to transform according from you, someone is able to be transformed, I am telling you, there is a party in heaven, a party in heaven, and the party has your name. The party has your name. Don't stop on inviting people, and God will not miss to bless us, and will not miss to visit us, and will not miss to transform. Everyone here needs transformation, as I'm speaking often. That's just what I wanted to say. And people of God, say amen. Shalom, shalom. May God bless you and be with you all. Amen. How do you end this recording?